This is JIS News. Coming up, MSME sector to be transformed through new legislation. Government focuses on urban renewal and Jamaica signs on to new phase of the participatory slum upgrading program. Details after this message.
Women 18 years and older who are employed for at least 52 weeks are entitled to 12 weeks maternity leave from their employer. Seasonal workers are also entitled to 12 weeks maternity leave if they've been with the same employer for at least 52 weeks during the last 5 years. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Now the news. The government will be introducing a raft of legislation aimed at transforming the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says critical pieces of legislation, including the Secured Transaction Obligations Act and the Insolvency Act, will be tabled before Parliament this year.
Secured Transaction Obligation Act, which will broaden the base of collateral so that we can now rely on things like intellectual property, movable property as collateral. And so I think you'll see through that piece of legislation, along with the Insolvency Act, which changes our bankruptcy laws and allows for reorganization of entities without having to go through liquidation.
Minister Hilton says these two pieces of legislation, along with the forthcoming Madrid Protocol and various amendments to the Copyright Act, should bring about transformation in the sector. The government will be undertaking a vigorous housing program in urban centers as part of a renewed emphasis on urban renewal. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the Urban Renewal Initiative will help in achieving the goals under Vision 2030, specifically goal number 4, which seeks to achieve sustainable urban and rural development.
In furtherance of attaining global living standards for our people, this government is fortunate it is also meeting the target set out in the Millennium Development Goal number 7, which stipulates significant improvement in the lives of those residing in squatter settlements by 2020.
Minister Guy was making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. Meanwhile, Jamaica has signed on to phase 2 of the Participatory Slum Upgrading Program, PSUP. This is in keeping with the government's efforts to address issues of informal housing developments. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the program is being implemented in Montego Bay, St. James, Maypin, Clarendon, and Old Harbor and Old Harbor Bay in St. Catherine. He adds that under phase 2 of the program, a number of feasibility studies will be done in the priority informal settlements identified under the first phase. The PSUP is a regional project of the United Nations Human Settlements Program, UN Habitat, initiated in collaboration with the African, Caribbean, and Pacific Group of States and the European Community. It aims to build capacities at the local and national levels to achieve the Millennium Development Goals in ACP countries through slum upgrading policy development and the implementation of pilot projects. Jamaica is one of 5 Caribbean countries involved in the project. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will spearhead a public education campaign aimed at sensitizing Jamaicans about the importance of productivity to national development. This as the ministry seeks to boost the levels of output in the public and private sectors. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says there is a general lack of commitment among able-bodied citizens. This hinders efforts to build a strong and resilient productivity culture in the country.
We have to build the awareness in the country. Everyone has to be on board, because we won't get the results we want if everyone is not of a full understanding about what productivity is all about, what it means to the growth and development of the country and the individual.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. He says the government has increased the budget of the Jamaica Productivity Center, JPC, by approximately 27% this fiscal year as it aims to boost productivity. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.